The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I mean, you know, you've been gone for a week only, but welcome back. Man, let me tell you, I needed a little bit of a break. It's been rough, sports show after sports show every week. So, you know, having the Super Bowl weekend off helped an awful lot, and I very much appreciate it. And I'm sure all of you people enjoyed the Super Bowl and ate too much, et cetera, et cetera. But you know what? We have to talk about this week's show because okay. You know, on this week's show of Chauncey's Great Outdoors, we are at the Tinley Park Travel and Outdoor Expo. This is down Harlem Avenue, right north of Route 80, so it's really simple to get to wherever you are in Northern Illinois. And this is, you want y'all to come on out with the kids and your fishing buddies, and let's have some fun with us. But on today's show, we're going to have Matt Gunkel. From Southern Illinois, it's So Illinois Sport Fishing. That's what he goes by, but it's Southern Illinois Sport Fishing. He is a guide in Southern Illinois that I went out with last fall. He grew up in the Chicago suburb area, went to school, got his graduate degrees from Southern Illinois, fell in love with the place, got his master's, and then he decided, you know what? I'm going to help people to fish, too. So on top of his own job, he's doing a guide working down there in the lakes of Carbondale, getting people on lots of big fish, lots of big fish. So I give him a huge amount of credit, and he's doing the job. Oh, is he doing the job right? So come and see him at the show, but you'll hear him on our program. Then Wayne Libera from Waterworks Marine will be on today to talk about, he's bringing 11 boats of all kinds of sizes and specifications so that there is something for whatever you want to do on the water in the great outdoors. Wayne's got a boat for you there. So we're going to hear, he's doing it in a big way too. Oh man. So remember when you're talking to him and stuff, or any of his salespeople, ask him, what's the Chauncey price on this boat? Okay, you got to make sure you ask for the Chauncey price. We'll then have more outdoor information with my grandson Aiden's Fishing Report in the final segment of the show. And we're going to, you know, just kind of enjoy, have some fun, and, you know, go on. But I want all of you people to remember to go online today, this weekend, and sign up for the Illinois Conservation Foundation Gala, which is being held February 22nd at the Abington Banquet Hall in Glen Ellyn on Butterfield Road. I'm going to be there along with many other people who love the outdoors, honoring the class of people going into the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame. And you won't believe the auction prizes. Captain Tony's even got a trip in there too. So you can bid on it online, but it's more fun to come on out and have some fun with us at the Illinois Conservation Gala held on February 22nd, Abington Banquet Hall in Glen Ellyn. Go to illinoisconservation.org and buy your ticket and get ready to have some fun and support the great outdoors. Oh, the phone's ringing. Let's see who's on the line. Hello.
Hi, George. It's Captain Tony.
Tony, how are you?
Good, buddy. Good, good. hey, I'm going to be at a great event coming up here, Tinley Park Fishing Show, and I'll be there with my calendar at booth number 407.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dates fill up, spring coho's coming up really fast, so it's time to come to the show and put a date in the book and lock in that special date for the tasty coho salmon.
Ooh.
Usually in May, we get them limits, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone wants the cohos, and I tell you what, I book up really fast.
Okay.
Again, I'll have my book there at the show, so if you come to the show, I will have my book, and we can get you locked in for that special date.
Cool. Now, you know, that's, but you can, you're also taking dates for, you know, later on throughout the summer for steelhead, for kings, for big, when those coho get shoulder pads on them, and even later in the year for lake trout, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The book is open, you know, for all them other dates, you know, summer trips for the kings and the rainbows,
mm-hmm.
Lake trout, yeah, you know. If you come to the show, I will set you up with whichever date you like. Yeah, it's going to be a great show. A lot of things to see. I'm excited to do it this year and even expand it even bigger, you know. So it's going to be a fun, great show.
Good. Now, you're one of the only charter captains I know in the Illinois area. And, well, I don't know about much of the charter captains of Wisconsin because I kind of stop right at the line and go with Tony, everybody. But the thing is, you're doing charters for six people, four people, and even two-person charters, right?
Yeah, yeah. I do have rates for twos, fours, and sixes. You know, I did bring back my five-hour spring coho special for two or four people. You can get that right at the show. Usually May and June book up really fast for them cohos. So, you know, again, yeah, I can do whatever you need me to do. If you got three people, of course, it's going to be a four-person charter.
Mm-hmm.
Always get another friend or someone to come. You know, it's going to be a fun time, I tell you. Coho fishing is fantastic. The meat is so consistent in flavor and color and texture, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, and one of the things about, and you people who've got those barbecue grills and stuff, you know, out in the backyard, whether it's a gas one or a charcoal one, Tony could even tell you how you could use those grills and smoke those cohos. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of different recipes on my website that you go check out. It's amazing what you can do with these fish.
Mm-hmm.
I like smoking them. Mm-hmm. I like making lox out of them.
Mm-hmm.
I like grilling them with a little lemon butter on them. Again, don't overspice the fish because you got to taste the coho. It's amazing fish.
You got to taste. And there's nothing better than fresh salmon out of Lake Michigan. I don't care what anybody tells me.
Oh, yeah, it's better than a farm raised, whatever. You know, mm-hmm. you know you caught it that day. And I always tell people, cook some up today.
Yeah.
Try it. They're like, unbelievable. Whole different than what you get sitting in the store for, you know,
mm-hmm.
3-4 days, you know. But it's a great opportunity to come out with the family.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are welcome. This is the best time to bring the kids in May. You know, fast action keeps them entertained. They don't have to stay on their iPhones. The fishing's consistent and fast action.
Mm-hmm.
You should know that. Oh. We were done last year in like not 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
It was like 34 minutes, 15 fishing for a coho run. Oh, that was unbelievable.
It was nuts. I mean, they were on fire, you know. And when the coho are there, they're in big schools. And, you know, it's an exceptional fishery that we have.
Yeah.
And looking forward to getting out on the water with this warmer weather coming up. Yeah, right now it's, you know, a little cold on the cold side. But, you know, the harbors are opening up right now.
Oh,
you
know, I know.
You know, people are fishing small ponds. You know, there's no more ice around. I wouldn't step on no ice right now.
No,
you know, but I'm waiting for that open water, you know. Coho, coho, coho.
Matter of fact, the lake trout are coming in early again this year, and there's a lot of people in small boats on Lake Michigan casting for them like they're tarpon fishing because they can see them.
That's, right.
It's pretty exciting.
They're coming in. The perch guys are catching them, thinking they're, you know, going to catch a perch. And next you know, they got like a 20-pound laker coming in.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong with that. Fishing is a good thing. It's a family sport.
Yeah.
You know, come out with the guys. Come out with the family. Bring the girlfriends, cool. You know. We'll have a great time out on Diamond Ghost Charters.
Sounds good. And I'll see you at the show this morning and tomorrow. Okay, buddy?
Yep, definitely. Thanks, guys. Hey, be safe out there, everybody. Good fishing.
That's Captain Tony, Diamond Ghost Charters, one of the great sponsors of Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and see him at the show, and then come on over to my booth. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, We know the outdoors. Hello, everyone. Chauncey here. The Illinois Conservation Foundation and I invite you to attend the 2024 Illinois Conservation Foundation Gala at the Abington Banquets in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, on Thursday, February 22nd. This is an evening of celebrating the great outdoors of Illinois with a cocktail hour starting at 5:30, dinner, a program honoring the newest inductees into the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame, and a lot more. You'll meet fellow outdoorsmen and women from around the state. We'll be there to enjoy an evening of camaraderie, food, great auction prizes there and online, and they will also honor those people who have made a difference to the outdoors of Illinois. So don't wait. Get your friends and fishing buddies and come to the gala. I guarantee you're going to have a great time. For more information on tickets and online auction, go to ilconservation.org and click on the word gala. I'll see you there.
For call 1-800-606-FISH. Know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on! And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, fish on!
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, fish on!
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Let's fish it!
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, you know, it's early in the morning, so you got plenty of time. Have your coffee, do whatever you're doing, have your popper, etc. Get in the car and get over here to the Tinley Park Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show, because we've got somebody who's been on my show. I've gone fishing with him. He's a smart guide, young guide, you know, and all those other things that you want to check off, and loves taking kids fishing, I can tell you that. But we've got Matt Gunkel. And Matt, how are you?
I'm doing great, Chauncey. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Hey, anytime. And Matt owns what's called Illinois Sport Fishing, which stands for Southern Illinois Sports Fishing. And he has mastered, and I do mean mastered, the ability to get those fish out of Kincaid, out of, there's like 4 or 5 lakes down there. Kincaid, Carbondale, what's the other one? I just drew a blank.
Cedar Lake. Cedar. And then I also do some guiding on the Pyramid State Park Lake.
Right. I mean, so here, he does guiding on these things. He can catch a wide variety of fish. His forte is stripers. And, I mean, you know, he's got a picture of his on his Facebook page of holding up a striper that's 3/4 the length of his kid. and it amazes me because that's, your son has no fear of this fish. He's touching it, and he's going crazy and stuff like that. But, you know, you originally, you know, are from suburbs of Chicago and, you know, went to school and everything else and started a life down there in Southern Illinois. And it's just turned into this great guide service that you've started where you take people out and it's just not putting them on fish. You're educating them how to catch these fish too, aren't you?
Yeah, Chauncey, you hit on a couple good points there. I'm from the South Suburbs originally, went to college originally in Chicago and then came to grad school in Southern Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, after doing quite a bit of guiding on the side for some friends, I started my business, Soul Hill Sport Fishing, and we focus on stripers and muskies, and those main two lakes are Cedar Lake and Lake Kincaid.
Mm-hmm.
Both, one's in Murfreesboro, one's in Carbondale, kind of neighboring towns.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal of the guide for the service is to teach people how to catch fish, as well as hopefully let them catch a bunch of big ones themselves, and give them the knowledge to take their own lake or use again on the lake, the current lake that we're on, to be able to target that species in the future.
Mm-hmm. Now, once again, you're going to be at the Tinley Park Show this weekend, and I want everybody that, you know, hears him, stop by his booth and say, hey, I heard you on Chauncey Show. But the thing is, you're not just a guide who's going to take somebody out trolling. You're going to troll. You're going to jig. You're going to cast. You are going to mix it up to zero in on what's going to make these fish go, whoop, must be lunchtime, and boom. And a lot of people don't think about the muskies and the stripers that are down in Southern Illinois. And this is it's a hidden treasure in my books.
Yes. Sean, do you know firsthand how beautiful our landscapes are here?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of almost an anomaly in Illinois compared to, you know, the suburban sprawl and urban Southern Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
We have big rolling hills and being in the Mississippi and Ohio River valleys, as well as a bunch of lakes that are totally undeveloped with big 40, 50, 60, 70 foot bluff walls, kind of like you would see if you went out east to the Appalachians. Or the Cumberland Plateau area. And that's available right here in Southern Illinois, kind of a little hidden treasure, like you said, less than 5 hours from the suburbs of Chicago.
You're staying at a hotel or something in a college town there, and it's, you know, very easy. Food's all great everywhere. And then you wind up going, you roll down south and you're on Kincaid and you're looking for those big stripers. You're looking for that. If you want to, you could wind up going over to chase muskies, you think you're in the Wisconsin Dells area with the bluffs, the limestone bluffs. I mean, it's like, where am I? Illinois? No. I mean, this is really a unique, beautiful place to go fishing. Well, I think when somebody gets, let's start out with stripers. When you nail a striper, a muskie's going to put up a fight, yes. But when you hit a striper, man, I would say that striper says, we're going to go down to K-Row and just rips line, right?
Yeah, I think pound for pound, probably with the exception of fishing the Great Lakes, of all the freshwater fish we have,
mm-hmm,
in the Midwest, the striper probably pulls the hardest. They pull a lot of line, whether you catch them trolling or jigging or casting. When they hit, you're going to feel it. And pretty much the first thing that's going to happen, whether it's your average size 4 to 7 pound schoolie, or it's a 10 to 15 pound that I call a teenager, or it's one of our really big 20 to 30 plus pound fish, it's going to take a lot of line. Just depending on the size, the overall size of the fish. If it's a 10 plus pounder, it's probably going to take 20 to 30 yards, maybe more than that. But any kind of schoolie is even going to take 10, 15 yards, and it's going to fight you back and forth for a good 3 or 4 minutes at least. If you caught it on a long cast, it might even be more than that.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. You said 20-pound plus?
Yeah, so the biggest fish that we've encountered in the last couple of years was 28 pounds. We did have one on board that was bigger, but didn't get a scale under it before it went back in the water, unfortunately. I think the state record right now in Illinois is 31 or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're gonna approach that this spring. At least that's my hope. But there's a decent class of of fish that were stocked between 2010 and, mm-hmm. and 2014 that are in that 20-plus pound range. And I think it's probably any year now that there's going to be a 30, 35-pounder caught.
Jesus. You know, everybody we're talking with, Matt Gunkel, who's So Illinois Sport Fishing, which... It's hyphen for Southern Illinois Sport Fishing, but it's So, S-O-I-L-L, Sport Fishing. Now, you just told me, I mean, if you're talking 25-pound striper, those are the guys that are not running in schools, right? They're kind of lone wolves?
That's right, yeah. We see the fish between, like, 4 and 7 pounds run in big school. Those are kind of referred to as schoolies in general.
Mm-hmm.
And then even the fish that are in like the 8 to 12 pound range will run in schools of 5 to 10 fish. But once they get much over 15 or to 20 pounds, they seem like they're more of a lone predator. Usually you're not going to get back-to-back real big fish. Although they sometimes are located in proximity of each other, they're definitely not schooled up. And they don't seem to really behave or feed the same way those schoolies do.
Yeah, my mind is just going crazy because when you hook a 20-pound plus and 25-pound plus even is more mind-boggling, striper down in Southern Illinois, I mean, that fish is a torpedo with an afterburner, and you're there's a lot more fight on that striper than a muskie's going to give you. I'm warning you right now. I know I just got all the muskie people upset with me, but you know, you're holding on to that rod and it's like, no, this is my territory. Let's go. You want a piece of me? Let's go at it. And it is just boom, 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 boom. And the rod's bent over and you're trying to get them, you know, worked in here. And then I would just thinking about it. If there's, you know, like you call them schoolies, you know, you could wind up getting a couple on the boat if there's a few people on the boat out of one group, right?
Oh, yeah. When we find an active school, there are times where I have to pull some rods in if we're trolling. I had my little boy out at the end of December, and we put four rods out, and in the first 20 minutes, they all went off at the same time, and with a three-year-old driving the boat, steering the trolling motor, trying to keep my baits off the bottom, I had to pull a couple rods in because the fish were feeding. They were really active in kind of a small area. They had a bunch of shad pin there,
mm-hmm.
and it was just total mayhem with four on at once. And thankfully, we were able to reel two in, put them in the boat, let them go, reel the next two in, and then I just ran two rods after that because the fish were biting good enough. And we actually went to casting and jigging because my son, because he had enough reeling them in, trolling, and he wanted to kind of do some hand-to-hand combat. Mm. And then he shortly got tired of that as well because after about two fish, I think his little forearms and shoulders were shot.
Well, see, that's the fun part about fishing down there. I mean, it's like you never know what you're going to get. You know, if you're trolling for the stripers or you're working for the muskies and trolling for the muskies, and then there's catfish, there's largemouths, there's bluegills, there's crappies. There's a little bit of everything else you never know that's going to, you know, pop a bait that you're bouncing. But it's just such a marvelous thing. And once again, we're talking about a five-hour run from Chicagoland area, so you can figure that on a map wherever you are. You know, get down there the night before, get some sleep, you know, that get up in the morning so you're fresh, fish all day with Matt, get in a car, and you're home by nighttime. You know, you're home by 10 o'clock at night. I mean, what's wrong with this, Matt?
Nothing, Chauncey, and that's what I hope. I'm trying to introduce some people to the Southern Illinois area that haven't been here.
Mm-hmm.
People that have been here keep coming back because they like it. It's different. We have a little bit of opportunity to do things outside,
mm-hmm.
but there's also plenty of options to stay and to eat, as you said.
Oh yeah.
So it's not like some areas that are so out there that you don't have any options for a restaurant when you get off the water or things like that. We have really great barbecue around here. With being a college town,
mm-hmm.
but there's plenty of hotels. Because of the Shawnee Forest, as well as the wineries, there also are a pile of Airbnbs mm-hmm. that are now available. And so there's a lot of good options. I have a lot of people that are So I'm in my late 30s. I know a lot of people that are about my age. They come down with their guy friends, too, and do a brewery tour. They'll come out and do, sometimes they'll do a striper trip one weekend, and then later in the year, they'll come and do a musky trip, and they bring two, three, four guys. We get a couple boats, and they can go do brewery on Saturday. We can go fishing on Sunday, or they can go come fishing on Friday, do a brewery on Saturday, and then go home on Sunday. They kind of make a long weekend of it, and it's something a little bit different than you can do when you know, just going out downtown or your typical suburban restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
A little different scenery, as well as a little bit warmer weather. You know, we're here in the third week of February, and really as soon as this Tinley Park show's wrapping up, my guide season's starting. I'll be running trips starting the Monday I get back, and the muskies are really what people want to fish for here in the beginning of March, because we have our pre-spawn bite. It's always been very popular. A lot of the bigger fish are coming into shallow water, and you have an opportunity at some of the biggest fish in the whole system in less than 10 feet of water here for the next about 5 weeks. And then basically once April starts, it's stripers and a little bit of largemouth bass as well. There's a lot of guys who love to fish for largemouth, and we're blessed to have some of the best largemouth fishing, certainly in the state, but probably in the Midwest as well right now, too. Lots of fish in the 3 to 5 pound range, as well as some days where we get 15, 20, 25 largemouth in a half a day. Guys can really pull on a lot of fish. We catch them a lot of different ways. Basically, once kind of mid or early to mid-April rolls around, we already catch them on top waters because we usually have 60-degree water, and there's really not a more fun way to catch any game fish than catching them on top.
Oh, you got that right. So, Matt, if, first of all, today, you got today, Saturday, and tomorrow, Sunday, to get into the Tinley Park Outdoor Show and find Matt. If you can't find Matt, find me. I'll take you to Matt, okay? But, you know, find Matt because he's going to be down there with, and, you know, doing his display and talking to people. Sign up for a charter with him to go out. If not, how do they get a hold of you to say, hey, I want to do something, whatever? What's the best way to get to you?
Best way to get a hold of me is just give me a call on my cell phone, 708-710-6536. People want to kind of check me out and see, you know, what I'm all about, teaching and taking people to have a good time. They can follow me on social media, on both Facebook and Instagram, S-O space I-L space sport fishing, it's SOIL sport fishing. I try to keep my page updated. People should see some muskies that were I caught last week. I posted a couple just a week before that. I was out striper fishing, and we caught a couple of nice stripers, and I posted that. So I try to keep things fresh, keep people updated of what we're targeting at that time, as well as just show that I'm on the water and doing, you know, doing trips. Basically, because of my other business, I don't do it nearly as many. I don't do a lot of charters in December and January because we have other sports shows going on. But once the middle to end of February comes, sports shows as far as the in the musky realm kind of wrap up, and it's time for fishing.
Yeah.
So that's my focus for the next 3 months.
Right. Once again, give me the phone number. Say it slowly.
Okay. That's 708 710
710. Hold on. 710
65 36.
Okay. Got that down. So if you're not coming to the Tinley Park Outdoor Show, which you should anyway, because it's economically cheap to come into and have a great time and see Matt, see me, and a few other Forest Preserve District people, all kinds of people are down there. But, you know, definitely give him a call, set up that charter, and have some fun with my good buddy, Matt Gunkel. Okay, Matt?
Thanks a lot, John. So, yeah, love to have some new people. Looking forward to a great season.
Thank you very much. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today, and they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want and, once again, powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock-bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun-certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com. And stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Hey, sportsman, Daiwa's TDI walleye rod that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods will be showcased at Angler's Outlet Booth at the Tinley Park Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show at the Tinley Park Convention Center, February 16th through the 18th. So stop in at their booth and feel the quality of a TDI rod that will help you catch more fish and match it with a Tutula reel. And oh my goodness, you have a fish catching machine. Stop in at Angler's Outlet Booth at the Tinley Park Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show in the Tinley Park Convention Center, February 16th through the 18th, and tell them Chauncey sent you.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
The Tinley Fishing Expo returns February 16th. Twice the size, twice the exhibitors, twice the fun. Eat shore lunch, fish the trout pond, learn from Midwest pros and guides, and catch live music performances. Kids will have a blast at Kids Corner with magic shows and activities, while you shop gear and vacations from premier tackle sellers, resorts, and guides. The Tinley Park Fishing Expo, a new kind of outdoor show. February 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Tinley Park Convention Center.
Captain Tony from Diamond Ghost Charters is inviting you to the Tinley Park Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo, February 16th, 17th, and 18th. He'll have his calendar booked there so you can set up your big coho, lake trout, king salmon trip, and more. He has trips from two people to six people, only on Diamond Ghost Charters. Stop by the booth at the Tinley Park Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show that is at the Tinley Park Convention Center, February 16th, 17th, and 18th. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Well, now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones.
Hey, this is Captain Sig off the Deadliest Cats. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
As a lemonade setting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool. Oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, yep. We are at the, where? The Tinley Park Show this weekend. And I've got to tell you, when you walk in the door of the Tinley Park Show, you are going to see the main boat operation, Waterworks Marine, right there, right in the front door. I mean, if you don't see it, go to the optometrist because you're blind.
Yeah, we're going to be there.
Everyone, that's Wayne Libera. And Wayne, I mean, you've got a big booth. You're going to have a lot of boats, I think, there, aren't you?
Yeah, we're going to have probably 9 or 10 boats. We've got 9 or 10 boats there. The show has doubled in size from last year, which is kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad to see an outdoor show in the south suburbs, because mm-hmm. the population out here will attend it and go to it. It's going to be a fun time. You know, they've got some trucks there. They've got the trout pond. We've got some boats there. I think we know everybody that goes to the show.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a fun show because everybody stops to say hi and, mm-hmm. and that sort of thing.
Right. Now, you're going to have, of course, Lund boats, because everybody loves Lund boats.
Yep.
And
we've got one boats, we've got low boats, Mercury Motors, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a pontoon on display. They got tons of pontoons in stock,
mm-hmm.
So we're going to put a pontoon on display in there. We're going to put one of London's new glass boats in there for that series fisherman.
Oh.
And I've got some John boats. We've got a ton of John boats in stock. In fact, we got two semi-loads last week. So for all you little pondcasters out mm-hmm. there that are looking for a small John boat, I've got a bunch of them in inventory. I have a stack of them at the show.
Yeah, I mean, so if you're, you know, somebody with a pond, a small lake, even, you know, river fishing, because a lot of, now I'm not talking about deep, wide Illinois River, Mississippi, but you can use those John boats there, too. But, I mean, when you're looking to get into those backwater areas, you're talking John boat business.
You got it. And, you know, John boats have been hard to get a hold of these last couple of years
mm-hmm.
for a whole assortment of reasons, but we've been getting them in by the semi-loads now. We really stepped up and ordered a lot of them because mm-hmm. there's a huge market out there for guys who've been looking for John boats the last couple of years. So we're going to be able to fill that market for them this year.
Mm. Okay. Now, of course, they're all going to be mounted with the Mercury, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Mercury, they rule the water.
They rule the water.
Yeah. Now,
and you can get a Mercury engine from as low as, what's the smallest?
2.5 horsepower, and now they have those new Avatar motors, those electric motors, which are powered by lithium batteries.
Hmm.
So Mercury is really cutting edge on the technology thing. They've really got everything to offer. They've got the cleanliness and efficiency of a four-stroke and the quietness of an electric motor. They offer it all.
Well, one of the things about a Mercury, and over the years, because you can't change overnight, I understand that completely, but over the years, I mean, I'm just going to say, you know, a 9.9 motor was, you know, a 9-horse motor. And now the power that you're getting out of them, they're still the size of a 9.9, but you're getting a lot more power from these motors above what you see on the side of the motor, right?
Well, oh, yeah, because the technology's changed so much, you know, they become so torquey. You know, you get just a standard 9.9 motor, you get the Command Thrust series, which is a kicker application,
mm-hmm.
so you use it for trolling, that sort of thing. The diameter of the propeller is huge, so it has a lot of torque, has a lot of control at low RPM, which you're trying to gain.
Mm.
And, you know, you got the Pro XS series on the larger horsepower motors, which, again, makes the motors torquier. You got 4-blade props now instead of 3-blade props to give it a lot more torque out of the hole to move these boats up out of the water with a load in it.
Mm.
So the whole technology window is just, it just keeps ever evolving into new stuff. It's pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah. Are there, I mean, I know at the show that you're going to have these, but is Mercury doing anything special for people who buy at the show for you?
Yep. They're giving us an extra couple years of warranty for free.
Whoa.
And Lowe and Lund, you know, we're kind of at the tail end of the rebate season now.
Mm-hmm.
So those, you know, all you guys who are interested in taking advantage of those rebates, they're as high as $7,500.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, so the factory's really stepped up with some huge rebates. You know, we had all these product shortages the last couple of years, and that's kind of dissipating now. Boats are readily available. If you want to order a boat right now, depending on the model, if you ordered a boat today, we would see it probably sometime in April in time for the fishing season.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the backlogs and stuff we've been experiencing, post-COVID, you know, that's just all gone now. And it's, the market's catching up. Back orders are less. So we got some normalcy back to our industry.
But you also have been getting boats. So if somebody saw a boat they like, there's a good chance you've got what they want. You just have to put the extras on it, and they could pick it up on next Saturday.
Oh, Chauncey, you know, I've got over 100 boats in stock. And that's why I think our internet business is so big, because I have so many boats in inventory.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really rigged correctly. You know, they're set up the way a guy wants them set up with the proper options and that sort of thing. And that's why I think our internet business is just so huge, because we have so much inventory. You know, we've been shipping boats, as you and I talked.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the last few weeks we shipped boats to Wyoming, Maryland, West Virginia, you know, Texas, Minnesota. I mean, just all over the country. But that's because a guy can go online and see what I have.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out the guy in Wyoming. Is he putting wheels on it and he's herding cattle or what?
How about it? You know, it's just And it was amazing. Last week we had a fellow in from Wyoming and West Virginia all at the same time here picking up boats, and they're laughing at each other because they come from each other, you know, from different sides of the country.
Different sides of the country, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
But that's because of our inventory. Yeah. We rig things correctly, and we're priced very competitively, and so people come from all over for boats.
So wait a minute. I can walk in to your store at 18660 South, you know, Cicero, or I can walk into the Tinley Show when you're right in the front door, and I can talk to your staff and get a rebate on my Mercury. I can get a program that's going on with Lowe and Lund, right?
Yep.
So you're telling me that this weekend I can save thousands of dollars?
Well, yeah. Get that extended warranty, which is worth a lot of money.
That's true.
To purchase that. And depending on the boat, you know, the rebates range from $750 to $7,500, depending on what boat you're interested in. So it's a great time of year to buy a boat because you have selection, you can get the product you want, and the deals are there.
Yeah. Well, I want one more question for you. The thing that amazes me, and I do not know if other boat manufacturers do this, motor manufacturers do this or not, but the thing is, you have this thing that I saw in your store where your staff can plug. Well, actually, it's on your phone, on your iPhone or your smartphones.
Yeah, you're talking about VesselView.
VesselView, that's that.
Yes, you can hook VesselView to your phone, and you can download your motor application. So you can look at your hours, fuel consumption, fault codes. It's really a kind of an interesting product. And it's about $245, and it's a one-time thing. You don't have to pay a monthly app charge or anything like that.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting because now when you bring your boat in for service, a lot of times we don't have to hook it to our computer, which saves you money. We just say, hey, let us see your phone. So we look at the phone app and see if there's any codes or anything that we need to be to address.
Well, that's what I thought. I was like, that one little phone app that's connected to your through, what did you call it again?
Well, it's called VesselView, and it's connected through the computer on the engine
yeah.
to your phone.
And your mechanic looks at it and says, "Oh, you got a little problem here. You got a little problem here. And this is fine. These are all fine. This is working well. This is good. This is good." I mean, everything is right in front of them, so you're not getting that added charge of hooking your computer, running all the diagnostics because they're in your hand.
Right.
And you're able to. The mechanic goes right to the problem and just gets it done.
And, you know, it records the hours so you can keep up with your maintenance schedule and everything. You know, of course, we do that on behalf of the customer for our regulars. We monitor all that. So when they come in for service, we let them know if there's any additional maintenance required, service maintenance. But for some of the guys that don't do that or they're not regulars, that gives them a whole bunch of information that's really helpful.
See, I just think that in my world, that is probably one of the greatest assets you can have on your motor, because so many times I've been out with people and, you know, the motor doesn't die, it doesn't start. They're trying to figure, and, you know, look at your phone. It tells you what it is. I
mean, right. Hey, more information is always better. That's just a thing in life, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
So this just gives you a whole bunch more information.
Okay. So this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, I know you were there yesterday and Friday, but Saturday and Sunday, you're at the Tinley Park Convention Center, right in the front door. I mean, if you stumble into his booth, everybody, and you've got the Lunds, the Lowes, a pontoon boat coming, you've got that one glass boat for the high-end fishermen, too, and you've got the John boats there, and so you've got every aspect of what someone wants to do in the outdoors, from a little pond to Lake Michigan and beyond, right?
You got it. And family fun, fishing, we got the whole assortment there. So if anybody out there is interested in a boat, stop in and see us.
Mm-hmm.
And for all our regular customers, stop and say hello.
Yeah, stop, say hello, and then walk to the right about 30 feet or so, and you'll see the Chauncey's Great Outdoors booth. We can sit there and talk a little bit, too.
There you go.
Wayne, I can't tell you how excited I am that you're going to be there with all the different products of Waterworks Marine, because this is going to be a great weekend for you. Remember to ask his salespeople, hey, what's the Chauncey price on this one?
You got more relatives out there. I never met a guy with so many relatives.
I know. It's my cousin this, my cousin that. If I ever do a family tree, it's going to look like I have no idea what.
There you go.
Wayne, thank you so much, and thank you for your entire team, from the guys in the back room working on motors to your salesmen to the lovely ladies up front, from getting more people out boating and enjoying the great outdoors.
That's what it's about.
All right. We'll see you at the show.
Okay, bye-bye.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
The Tinley Fishing Expo returns February 16th. Twice the size, twice the exhibitors, twice the fun. Eat shore lunch, fish the trout pond, learn from Midwest pros and guides, and catch live music performances. Kids will have a blast at Kids Corner with magic shows and activities, while you shop gear and vacations from premier tackle sellers, resorts, and guides. The Tinley Park Fishing Expo, a new kind of outdoor show. February 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Tinley Park Convention Center.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today, and they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again, powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Lowe boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com and stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Hey, sportsman, Daiwa's TDI walleye rod that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods will be showcased at Angler's Outlet Booth at the Tinley Park Fishing Travel and Outdoor Show at the Tinley Park Convention Center, February 16th through the 18th. So stop in at their booth and feel the quality of a TDI rod that will help you catch more fish and match it with the Tutula reel. And oh my goodness, you have a fish catching machine. Stop in at Angler's Outlet Booth at the Tinley Park Fishing Travel and Outdoor Show in the Tinley Park Convention Center, February 16th through the 18th, and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Oh, hello there. My name is Eden, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info at gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Somebody say hey!
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
These guys say, hey, we want some coffee.
Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed today's show and so far because, you know, Matt Gunkel, great guy. You got to see him at the Tinley Show. And Waterworks right in the front door there. 11 different boats from pontoons, John boats, everything. Stop and see the staff there. And you want the Chauncey price. Remember that. Oh, man. I mean, it's... We have open water a little bit north of us. They've got ice fishing. They've got a little bit further north. They have more ice fishing in Wisconsin. I mean, Western Michigan's pretty well open all over the place. So there's a lot of different things. But first things first, let's get the Aiden Fishing Report brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Aiden says, Papa, Dad, Sis, and I went to the Grand River a little earlier and had breakfast, and we saw a few guys hooking and losing steelhead. And all of his buddies were teasing him when he would lose them a lot. Yeah, we all get teased, Aiden. We did see a few landed and released, and a couple of walleye were in a cooler, but we did not see them caught. The guy said he was using minnows, bouncing it on the bottom. We then went over to the St. Joe Pier, and they were catching some browns and steelhead there, but you had to be dressed a little bit on the warm side because the wind was blowing. Dad's friend called us up and told him he was fishing Berrien Springs, and we told him we couldn't get down there, but he said that he had one walleye and steelhead are being caught, and he saw other guys doing a lot better than him, but it was still a good time fishing for him. I'm looking forward, Papa, to that new fishing rod you're going to get me from Daiwa. I am. Maybe you can find a new reel also. Hint, hint, hint. Love you, Aiden. This kid's putting a squeeze on his grandfather again. Going to get me my new Daiwa reel and my new Daiwa rod. All right, Aiden. I'll work on getting one for you. Okay. Love that kid. And once again, that report's brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. You know, if you're looking for Northern Illinois, pretty much it's open. Okay. And I mean, this is the time of year you want to look for crappie and pike. And if you find crappie, you're going to find pike not far away from them. That's a big key. Spinners and spoons, a lot of flash are going to get the interest of these pike this time of the year. But, you know, places like the Des Plaines River's given up some nice pike, but, you know, down in the Burr Ridge area, below McHenry, Algonquin Dams, we're seeing a lot of fish, you know, doing quite well. That's on the northern end of it. And then you roll south and you're also picking up some nice fish, you know, Montgomery. So your live bait or jig and minnow, you want to make sure you get bottom contact and you should find them. Smallmouth bass and walleye are also out there, and you might be surprised at some of the rivers that are giving up some smallies. I got a report from two of my buddies that run the Kankakee. We'll talk about it in a little bit. Try to get to it in a little bit. Chain of Lakes, a little bit on the quiet side. My buddy Tim said, Chance, we quit fishing during the day. We started fishing at night and picked up some better crappie action in some of the creeks off the main river. Lakes. Okay, that's a big hint. Thanks much, Timmy. Live bait is what you want to go with, but they are hitting very light, so don't snap the rod. Sweep it like you're sweeping to the right or to the left, and that's how you're going to keep those crappies on the hook. Fox River, we got some rock bass and some bluegill are being caught below the dams. Not too many bluegills. You need to get up in the backwater areas where they're not fighting the current, but the smallmouth and Rockies, you can pick them up below the dams on the Fox River. That's, like I said, we've been talking about that from different places. That's a good sign. Who was it? My friend George said that him and his brother-in-law were on the Kankakee River and the walleye and smallmouth, and he said they actually caught more smallmouth than walleye. Water temperature is like mid-40s, pretty clear, but he says if we get a rainstorm, that might get it mucky. I guess mucky's a technical term for him. That's a good sign. Chicago Lakefront, you know, I'm getting some people that are catching perch, and I'm getting photos and pictures, and no bags of fillets, though. I mean, come on, guys. Getting photos of perch that were taken from boats, photos that were taken from shore. But it seems like the size is getting a little bit smaller, and the boaters are still getting a few of the larger fish. But you kind of watch out because we're seeing more and more coho being, you know, showing up in the area. Usually when the coho move in, the perchies move out. I mean, the coho aren't that big to eat them, but I don't know, maybe just they don't like each other or something. I'm not quite sure why. But so we got to be careful of that action that's going on there. And that's only going to get better for the coho. And then probably in a couple of weeks, you're going to see more and more of them. You're seeing, power liners, casters from, I've gotten reports of Montrose all the way south to 83rd Street, not 83rd, but the mouth of the Calumet River, where they were casting for coho also. So there's a lot of different places you could try. And don't forget, this is the time of the year those lake trout are going to be waiting for a spoon. And you'll be casting thinking you're going to catch a coho, and all of a sudden you got a 10, 12-pound, 15-pound lake trout on the line. Nothing wrong with that. Looks really pretty on the grill. Northern Wisconsin, you know, if you can get out on ice, that's good. And that, I question that. You know, you need to check the ice. Shorelines are getting weak. You may have better ice in the middle, but I don't walk the plank for anybody. That's my rule. But I know people are getting some pike, good-sized pike, in 4 feet to 20 feet of water. They're, you know, finding them around weeds. Crappie are also very good on some of those Wisconsin lakes with ice. Bluegill, good size bluegill. I mean, some nice ones, all on live bait. Some plastics, that white color, chartreuse or a red color bait will work too. So let's not pass that up. Perch, they need to improve in size, but, you know, that's okay. And the walleye in the northern Wisconsin lakes that still have ice, they're jigging with Rapalas, smaller, slender spoons, and anywhere between 8, and I'm going to go to 15 feet of water at dusk. If you're going to fish them during the day, you know, go have lunch someplace. Oh, I want to make sure I mention this. The Salmon Unlimited swap meet. This is a big swap meet. It's at 8601 West Fullerton in River Grove at the River Park Moose Lodge, and which is on February 24th. It starts at 7 a.m., so right after the show next week, and it's over at 11. So 7 to 11. It's a quick show, okay? So make sure you come on out there and have some fun with the boys with Salmon Unlimited and the girls from Salmon Unlimited. And you're going to find some great deals out there. 8601 West Fullerton in River Grove, the Moose Lodge there, and it's all happening February 24th from 7 a.m. till 11 a.m. Make sure you're there. Whoop, I can hear the flute playing, which means we're coming to the end of the show. And as always, I like to leave you with a Native American proverb. This one comes from Sitting Bull, Great Sioux Nation. He said, "Behold, my brothers, the spring has come. The earth has received the embraces of the sun, and we shall soon see the results of that love. Behold, my brothers, the spring has come, the earth has received the embraces of the sun, and we shall soon see the results of that love." Oh yeah, morels, coho, I'm ready. Well, come on out to the Tinley Park Show. We'll see you there, everybody. Take care.